what we're talking about, J.P. Morgan Chase, and larger than that, regulation, whether or not regulation would have stopped that $2 billion loss at the bank. And it turns out that there are renewed calls for further regulation on Capitol Hill. You'll remember that it's been 2 years since Congress passed an overhaul of financial rules. Many of those regulations have not been put in place. Maybe J.P. Morgan Chase's loss could change that. We're joined now by Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. So, Todd, the Dodd-Frank bill, will it finally be implemented?
Well, people have been waiting for that. This part of the Dodd-Frank bill, the Volcker rule, the proprietary trading provisions, don't go into effect until July anyway. The question now is, what kind of trade would this J.P. Morgan trade have been? What kind of hedge? That's the question on Capitol Hill. That's the question at Treasury. Celeste, I spoke to Senator Carl Levin, Democrat from Michigan. He's on the Banking Committee and chairman of the Permanent Committee on Investigations. He told me that what happened at J.P. Morgan is the exact example of what the Volcker provisions in the Dodd-Frank bill are supposed to prevent. Listen.
I think that's clearly, by their own data, a violation of the law would have been, if the law were in effect now, because of the clear language in the law and because of their own data, which shows that they were dramatically increasing the risk that they were taking.
Now, Celeste, we're probably not talking about new regulation because Congress has already passed this law, as you said, Dodd-Frank. The question is, what will Treasury do when they finally lay down regulations? And that is a moving target. Listen to Senator Bob Corker. He's a Republican from Tennessee, also on the Banking Committee, who told me that the OCC, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, one of the regulators at stake here, was changing their position even as we spoke yesterday afternoon as he came off the Senate floor about whether or not they would have a crackdown on this. Listen to Corker.
I know this is having an effect. I mean, again, for the OCC to have told us all weekend, absolutely, this would have been permitted. Volcker didn't cover this. To then come out this afternoon and change her story. My point is, there's going to be an outcome here, and it's going to be swift moving, and I just think it's our responsibility to aid in coming to a proper conclusion on this.
Yeah, well, so, what they call swift moving is not the same definition as the rest of the country.
I will tell you on that, however, that OCC issued a statement. I called them right after I spoke to Corker, and I said, Corker says you guys are changing your tune. What's up with this? Half an hour later, they issued a statement saying, we haven't figured this out yet. We need to look at this. There will be hearings in the coming weeks on Capitol Hill in the Senate. The Senate Banking Committee said they are going to have people from the OCC, from Treasury, and people from J.P. Morgan, potentially Jamie Dimon himself, back on Capitol Hill to explain.
All right. Well, I'm sure you'll be able to follow up with this as this continues, but let's stay with politics and switch outside of Capitol Hill. The presidential election, campaign at least, is in full force. We are hearing the narratives come out of both campaigns. We got a 2-minute web video on a new site that is from the Obama campaign called RomneyEconomics.com, and it features former employees from Bain Capital talking about Mitt Romney. Let's take a listen to this.
They made as much money off it as they could, and they closed it down. They filed for bankruptcy without any concern for the families or the communities.
It was like a vampire. They came in and sucked the life out of us.
It was like watching an old friend bleed to death.
Todd, this appears, I mean, many people who say they support Mitt Romney, they say it's because of his business experience. So it appears that President Obama is trying to tear down the idea that he's a great businessman.
This is an effort from OFA, Obama from America, to define Mitt Romney. Now, you say Mitt Romney's been on the campaign trail for months. Everybody knows who he is. Well, Mitt Romney is rolling himself out again. This is the general election. The first rule of electoral politics, don't let your opponent define himself. Do it for him. And that's what President Obama is trying to do here. Now, this is not just a web video. The 2-minute version that you just heard is going up tomorrow in 5 states: Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Iowa, and Colorado. Those are the swing states. This is a $25 million ad buy and an effort by Obama for America to take a page out of the Newt Gingrich playbook from the primary. Remember Newt Gingrich calling Mitt Romney a vulture capitalist, saying there's a difference between creating jobs and lifting people up and just tearing people down and reaping profit off of them? Well, this is pretty much the same message coming from the Obama campaign.
The vulture becomes the vampire.
And they're going to 5 key states with this ad tomorrow. There's a 6-minute version of this video up on the web. There'll be 2 minutes, on television for $25 million to find your opponent here.
All right, so let's take a listen now to Romney's response to that Obama ad.
But SDI almost never got started. When others shied away, Mitt Romney's private sector leadership team stepped in.
Building a dream with over 6,000 employees today.
If it wasn't for a company like Steel Dynamics, this county wouldn't have a lot.
Okay, so that's not an attack on Obama. That is a defensive position.
And there's two parts of the Romney defense here. Now, President Obama's ad is talking about GS Technologies in Kansas City, which is the company that got closed down. And you heard the people in the Obama ad calling Mitt Romney basically a vampire, saying the company bled to death. The response includes other experiences with other companies that did well after Bain Capital takeovers. Staples, Sports Authority, Domino's Pizza. You've heard of all these companies.
Yeah.
They're all still doing well for the most part, on and off, you know, in the economy. And they were all subjects of Bain Capital takeovers at one point. There is another part of the Romney response to this that is going on this week in terms of defining Mitt Romney's opponent. Romney campaign Celeste is going hard at the question of debt and spending this week, how the debt has increased under President Obama's presidency, how spending has increased drastically under President Obama's presidency. They're not going to help you understand that it was to dig our way out of a bad economy, again, defining their opponent. Mitt Romney in Des Moines, Iowa today, promising an economics policy speech, which is going to go directly at President Obama, at spending, and at debt, each trying to define the other in this week. And the Obama campaign, it's interesting. You know, he was accused last week with the gay marriage announcement of not wanting to talk about the economy. This week, they're coming out of the gates and defining Mitt Romney with the Bain Capital experience, subject again to criticisms about Mitt Romney that President Obama wants to talk about anything except the economy that he has had stewardship over for the last 3 years.
Well, we've been asking our listeners today for a 30-second job interview pitch, but it sounds like Mitt Romney and Obama need at least 2 minutes. Right.
And $25 million.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they're employed.
Todd's really our Washington correspondent.
Well, John, Mitt Romney's famously not employed. Yeah, remember, he hasn't had a job for a while.
Famously unemployed. Absolutely.
Yeah, he really needs to work.
Todd, well, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
So we want to get you don't need $25 million, I promise, but we do want to get your 30-second job interview pitch, because that's what some job interviewers are asking for. Your 30-second pitch, you can send it to us by text or at 8778-MYTAKE.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.